The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm here with our guest today, special guest, PAR, Pennsylvania Association Realtors President, Todd Umbenhauer. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jackie. A pleasure to be here with you.
Thanks so much for calling in from another part of Pennsylvania, but you represent the whole state of Pennsylvania as our president. We thank you for all that you do for the Pennsylvania Association of Realtors.
Thank you. It's my honor to do it. We have 33,000 members, and I enjoy meeting new folks from across the state and reconnecting with friends that I've worked with at PAR for many years.
You've been in real estate since the 1970s, and you're an associate broker, and you practice real estate as well as being our president, and we thank you because we know that is a serious commitment.
Well, it's my honor to do so.
We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on the Real Estate Roundtable. We talk real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been listing, selling, and appraising real estate for over 40 years. During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you may have regarding real estate or any topics that you would like to hear about on our show at questions@jruddy.com. Questions@jruddy.com. Look us up on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. You can also search the MLS or search our listings or listen to archive radio shows by going to jruddy.com. jruddy.com. You can always give us a call at 570-344-6724. Once again, 570-344-6724. Okay, President Todd Umbenhauer. I am correctly pronouncing your name?
You are indeed.
Okay, great. You're here to talk to us as president of PAR, Pennsylvania Association of Realtors. We're doing, for Pennsylvania, their PAR is conducting surveys, quarterly surveys. Could you tell me about those, please?
Yes, those are called the Welcome Home Surveys. We are in our fourth year of doing them, and our goal is to identify trends in the real estate business, in the industry, how our consumers are moving through the process, what are their reactions to the process, how are they experiencing the purchase of a home. So we ask various questions four times a year and then summarize the results and distribute them to our membership.
So it's a survey based on responses from home buyers?
Yes, absolutely, from home buyers, yes.
So any type of buyer, first-time buyer, different age groups?
Yes, this would be anyone that would have purchased a home within the time period that we have identified. This would be recent home purchasers that have been involved in a transaction in Pennsylvania.
In Pennsylvania, great, because
yes.
I was going to ask, is this just the Commonwealth or is it nationwide? So that's good to know. So this would be
any purchases. The people who would be surveyed would be people who have purchased a home in the last 12 months in the Commonwealth.
Okay, so the most recent survey, if we may talk about that, what are the findings? What are the trends? What are buyers looking for? What's their number one primary concern? What do they look for when they're looking for a home?
Right. Well, it's interesting, and I'll start with one comment that you made when you mentioned what's their primary concern. I'll rephrase that maybe as stressors. What are they identifying as the stress points in the transaction?
Okay.
And we find that, interestingly enough, questions about financing. 13% of the people in the survey, I know that doesn't sound like a high number, but that was the highest response that we received, that 13% of the home buyers surveyed found that questions about financing were causing the most stress in the transaction, followed by paperwork and selling their previous home, their existing home, both of those at 8%. Those seem to be what were causing the most stress for consumers in the transaction.
Okay, and I could certainly understand all of that, because financing for a lot of people, whether they're buying a house or not, usually is something that is a foreign type of concept. Most people don't like to think about it or deal with it on a day-to-day basis. And then, of course, all the requirements that come, it's scary. I could see why people would be afraid.
Yeah, it's a whole new language, and I know that sometimes they become frustrated because they feel like the same questions and documentation are being requested multiple times. So it's just not a process that they're used to. Of course, as full-time realtors, you know, we're very used to the process, but this is once every number of years for the average consumer, so they're not as used to it as we are.
So that 13% shows that it is a main stress for a lot of buyers, and that would be for anybody that purchased a home, not just your first-time home buyer that's tackling it for the first time.
Exactly right. That would be for all home buyers, not just first-time buyers.
Well, that gives us a sense as realtors of what we need to focus on.
Yeah, I was going to say the exact same thing. I know your audience is not just realtors, but it does tell us what we need to do at the very beginning of the process is sit down and explain exactly what's going to be happening, including the mortgage procurement process, and that will help reduce some of that stress.
Sure. Now, what would you say, in terms of the responses on the surveys, are buyers focused on when they're choosing their home? What's the number one factor, key factor they're looking for?
Yeah, well, and that's a great question, and this will sound almost like a cliche for you and me, and even for some consumers, but the number one factor for home buyers is location. And we've heard the adage, location, location, location. That remains the top
priority,
thank you. In the process, 34% of the people, the respondents, said that that was the most important factor in purchasing a home. And they describe location as being a good neighborhood that had close proximity to schools and their place of employment. And that location factor far outpaced specific features like a yard, a garage, good views, and even financial considerations. That the most important factor, priority, was a home's location. And then there were other things that followed, but at a much lower rate, like the features and the amount of space in the home and things of that nature. Now, I'll add, interestingly enough, that for our senior buyers, those who are over the age of 65, while location certainly and always plays some part in a home buyer's decision, our seniors were more concerned. Their top concern was interior features. 26% of them, in fact, said that features like a single-level home or a home that had a first-floor master bedroom was actually more important to them than was the location of the property. And for some, even special features like wider doorways and hallways, if that was something important for their family situation, that would also take precedent over location. So definitely location was the number one factor, but we do see a bit of a shift in a different demographic, an older demographic, where location wasn't number one. It was more the single-level living or a first-floor master bedroom.
Well, that makes sense, certainly, when it's broken down like that, that people 65 or older would want those types of features due to physical limitations that come with age. So a lot of people do not want steps.
Absolutely.
And as I'm swiftly approaching my elder years, I could see myself saying the next house, and there was a day when I never, when I said never, there would never be another house, but I'm getting to the point where the steps are getting just way too much.
I completely understand that, and you and I are in pretty much the same demographic.
Okay. So, all right. So location, location, location. Now, I think about location, location, location. I think, you know, people are willing to pay a little bit more for the location that they desire, want, and need.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I think that is, it's such a strong priority that they would be willing to make some other sacrifices in their family budget in order to have the location that they want.
Well, yeah, you did mention that. So they want location, then they want a garage, and they want a modern kitchen, and they want a nice size yard. They're willing to forego some of the ones that I mentioned after location.
Absolutely.
Just to get that location. Good to know. Okay. How about financing? What type of financing do the respondents generally go for when they're purchasing their home?
You know, that's a great question, Jackie, and that was one of the responses that actually surprised me a bit, because in my market area, it would seem like the lion's share of the financing for homes is provided by mortgage brokers. But as it turns out, in the survey, we find that the number one source for financing for home purchases was local banks or credit unions. And I love working with local institutions, so I was pleased to hear that. But I actually would have expected that mortgage brokers would have been the top choice. But actually, local sources, banks and credit unions, 35%, mortgage brokers, 27%, certainly a significant part of the market, but not the number one source. And also notice that even with the younger demographic, the online sources for mortgages are only at 6%, and our younger buyers, the millennials, still seem to prefer the traditional sources for mortgage financing versus the online sourcing sources. Could be influence from parents or suggestions by realtors, but that's online mortgage origination is still a very, very small segment of the market.
I was very surprised by that, with especially the millennials. I know that they're very tech savvy, and
yes,
a lot of what they do is at their fingertips 24/7. So I was clearly remarkably surprised by that as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and of course the standard, the traditional mortgage instrument remains to be the traditional mortgage instrument, being the 30-year term mortgage. 49% of the borrowers who are under the age of 50, that is the instrument that they used. And of course, this will make sense for those over 50. 33% used cash, and obviously that's because they could be using equity from the sale of another property. They might be downsizing and were able to purchase their next property using cash. So, you know, depending on the age, 30-year term was the number one choice, 49% for those under 50. But for those over 50, 33% top choice were using cash.
Right. And that's pretty much in line with the statistics I pull regarding how do people pay for their home, and when they go to the closing table, what type of product have they used? Do they use a conventional type of mortgage? That's a Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac type of mortgage, or an FHA? Do you have the statistics on that? FHA or VA, the Federal Housing Administration?
I do not have a breakdown. I don't believe I have a breakdown on the actual product itself. That may be something that will be covered in a future survey, but the statistics that I have are only talking about the term of the mortgage rather than the specific type of the mortgage.
Okay, fair enough. Because our market here, I don't know about the market you practice in, but we do a lot of FHA, Federal Housing Administration.
Oh, yeah.
Dips,
yeah. Oh. Yeah, we we have a tremendous number of purchasers who use USDA mortgages, FHA, VA, simply because it's so much easier as far as the cash requirements are concerned, not needing to have large down payments. With USDA, don't even have, it can be 100% financing. So that certainly is a help, particularly for a first-time home buyer who don't have equity from a previous home to bring into the next transaction.
Okay, very good. With us today is our Pennsylvania Association Realtors, PAR, President Tad Umbenhauer. And he's with us today talking about the Welcome Home Survey, Pennsylvania's survey of home buyers. And we're looking at the profile of typical home buyers within the state. And we're specifically today focused on the first quarter of 2008 and who is buying homes, what type of loan products they're using, and what they consider their primary key factor when they purchase a home. Location, location, location. Before we go to a break, I'm going to review a listing. We have a new listing at 1428 College Street in Dunmore. It's 8 rooms, and we have 3 bedrooms on second floor with 2 additional bedrooms in the third floor, 1.5 bathrooms on a very nice size lot, gas heat. There's a driveway for off-street parking. You can park 3 cars in the driveway. It's right across the street from Marywood University, and it's a great location. There's a deck off the back with a very nice sized yard. The half bath is in the on the first floor off the kitchen, and the full bath is on the second floor. That's an 8-room, 3-bedroom, 1.5-bath home at 1428 College Street, Dunmore, for $144,900. Stay with the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. We'll be right back after a very brief break. In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jready.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and I'm in with our president of the Pennsylvania Association of Realtors, Tad Umbenhauer. Good morning.
Good morning, Jackie. Good to be with you.
Excellent to be with you. You're calling in from another part of the state, and we appreciate your time this morning. We know how busy you are, but you're here talking about the Pennsylvania Association's Welcome Home Survey. If you could just recap a little bit of what we talked about in the first half, what is this survey about, and what are the findings of home buyers within the state, please?
Well, what we do, we've been doing this at PAR for, this is our 4th year of surveying people who have purchased homes, this time purchased homes in the last 12 months. This would be any type of a home purchase, not just first-time home buyers. And we survey people. We're looking to identify trends in the industry, where problem points might be for consumers, what their preferences are, as well as what they're finding the timetable to be in the process of purchasing a home. And Jackie, I actually have some numbers in that regard, if you'd like to hear those.
Oh, absolutely. So we're going to talk about the time it takes for the home buying process in Pennsylvania.
Yes, and defined by, this is from the time they make a decision, they being a prospective home purchaser, makes a decision that they want to buy a home, they locate a realtor with whom they're going to work. They're going to go out and look at properties, prepare an agreement of sale, enter into the negotiation process, obtain their mortgage financing, and ultimately go to settlement. So that's the entire process. That's the length of time that we're talking about in our survey. And we found that half of home buyers took less than 3 months from the time they started the process until the day that they closed on their home. And 75% of Pennsylvania home buyers said that the process took less than 6 months. Now, surprisingly, it's even faster when we start talking about buyers who are over the age of 65. We find that that 60% of seniors needed less than 3 months to complete the process, and 25% of those over 65 years of age settled in less than 1 month. So start to finish, they actually completed the process in less than a month. So that's pretty quick.
Well, that's interesting, too. But to me, it makes sense, and here's why. They know what they want.
They do, and there's also another possibility, Jackie. You know, if they own their home outright, they actually could quickly obtain a home equity loan or a bridge loan, swing loan, something of that nature, and be able to obtain their financing in very short order to enable them to purchase their next property.
There you go. Okay.
Could be a few factors involved in that process. Related to that, overall with home buyers, we have some anecdotal commentary from realtors across the state that they feel that their buyer clients are feeling pressure from the market due to the fact that there's so little inventory that they have to make a decision faster than they might ordinarily make a decision to purchase a home, and might even feel the need to offer a higher price than they would want to, simply to ensure that they get the home they want. So I think lack of inventory could be driving those numbers as well.
Oh, yes, because these days we're seeing certain areas, certain price points. They're receiving multiple offers. They're going in, you know, 24, 48, 72 hours from the time they hit the market, which a couple of years ago seemed impossible. So, you know, our realtors these days are advising their buyer clients that are looking in these areas, in these price points. If you're going to sleep on it, meaning the decision, if you're going to sleep on it, you will not be sleeping in it.
It's funny that you would say that. It reminds me of something I say sometimes to buyers as we're standing in the living room of the house on the first showing. I say, you know, I hate to say this, but if you want to own this house, you have to make your decision now, standing in the living room. So it's not the realtors pressuring, it's the market pressuring the buyers.
Well, but sometimes that's hard to communicate, because I think sometimes people think that we're just, you know, trying to get that sale and try to push them to do something. And of course, I tell people, if it doesn't feel right, don't do it.
Exactly right. Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. So, yes, lack of inventory is helping people make decisions quicker than they once did. And that's, the National Association of Realtors came out with a article that I just read this week, that more than one third of buyers, because of the lack of inventory, and this is NAR, the National Association of Realtors, more than one third of buyers bid without seeing a home in person. And I just find that to be amazing.
So, something that we would not have even imagined several years ago. Just, first of all, you know, there was a time when we would not have had the ability for people to look at properties online, but that kind of a pace is surprising even for realtors. That kind of a decision, making a decision online, is even surprising for us.
Right. So there's a shift. There's a shift that's going on, and so we're adjusting to that, and we're seeing the buyers act quicker than they were just several years ago.
Yes, absolutely. And You know, I can share with you, Jackie, I have a report from the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors that is filled with very interesting information and statistics. And one of them has to do with the inventory of homes for sale. And looking at the report, I can see a steady decline of inventory. Now, this is, and remember, we always say real estate is local, and I'm getting hyper-local now, not just talking about the Pennsylvania marketplace. Now I'm speaking about the Greater Scranton marketplace. And starting with 2015, there was a 3.1 decrease in inventory from the previous year. And then in 2016, there was an 18.1% decrease in inventory over the previous year. And in the year 2017, a 19.9, a 20% decrease in inventory over 2016. Well, when you add those two together, you're looking at a 38% reduction in inventory over a two-year period of time. So it's no wonder that people are experiencing some of the things that you read in the article a moment ago, that people are just having difficulty finding homes because the inventory is just diminishing, and that's creating some of those pressures we talked about to make a faster decision and offer a higher price.
The old supply and demand.
Absolutely. And one of the things that will contribute to is the number of days a home is on the market. We often have sellers ask us, well, how long will it take to sell my home? Well, again, from that same report from the Greater Scranton Realtors, the days on market in 2015, 121 days. In 2016, 6.6% reduction to 113 days. And in 2017, it's now 100 days, which is an 11.5% reduction in days on market from 2016. So things are selling faster. Are they selling for more money?
I was just about to ask you that question because we have to be careful here, because I think sellers, people that own a home that want to sell it, automatically think that they could ask whatever they want.
Yeah, but that's a very insightful statement, and I think this next statistic will speak to that.
Okay.
While on a national level, we are seeing an upward trend in home sale prices. Yes, we are. From that same Greater Scranton Board of Realtors report, there was a 1.7% increase in the average sale price from 2015 to 2016. Now, from 2016 to 2017, there was a 0.6% decrease in the average sale price, the average sale price being $147,879. So sellers have to be very careful, and they have to get hyper-local. And how do you do that? By getting a qualified realtor like Jackie, who understands what's going on in the marketplace, who can do a comparative market analysis and show what a seller can actually expect to sell their home for based on very current, very local information. You're absolutely right, Jackie. You cannot simply, put a high number on it because you hear things on TV that the national average prices have increased by X percent, because that may not apply for the specific school district within which you live.
Exactly. And you are absolutely commenting on some recent comments that I have had with sellers, and it's a difficult discussion because I think it automatically translates into a higher asking price and therefore a higher selling price, and that's not always the case. We have to caution people against that because the interest rates now are creeping up and things change. So what a buyer could afford last year at this time, obviously at a lower interest rate, is going to at a higher interest rate be lower. So.
Yeah, sure. It impacts the number of qualified buyers at a particular price point.
With us today, President Todd Umbenhauer with the Pennsylvania Association of Realtors. We really appreciated your time and your information that you gave us today. Excellent discussion. And we wish you the best for this weekend and this upcoming week. And thanks so much. And I look forward to meeting you at some PAR meetings in the near future.
Jackie, it's been a real pleasure, and I wish you and all of our listeners the very best.
Thank you, Todd. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. Wishing the best to those listeners celebrating Passover and those that are celebrating Easter. Have a blessed holiday.